Joe, seemed like a tough night to finish guys off. Just one of those nights.
Yeah, I just sort of struggled to get the swing and miss. That long inning, I gave up four. I made some good pitches and wasn't able to get the misses I wanted. I was able to get the ground balls, just, you know, found some holes, and then mistake pitches over the middle got hit really hard. So really just poor execution tonight.
When you don't get the misses, is it a poor execution thing, or they just happen to foul things off for you?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been feeling myself lately as far as my breaking balls. Both of them tonight weren't that good. Fell behind a lot of guys with breaking balls and then forced myself into a situation having to throw the fastball and change up. Just not good execution early in the game. The first inning or two, I think I executed some pitches well early in the count, got control of the count, and things went my way. And then you fall behind guys, and you know, you fall behind guys with some of your best pitches. You kind of have to go off of that to get back to it, and the damage came in those spots. So just having the last handful of outings, I haven't really felt myself, but that's what I love about baseball. I feel like I'm really good at figuring things out, and you know, that trial and error thing, and I don't feel far off. I'm just, you know, one good work day away from getting back on track. So luckily the offense was swinging the hell out of the bats tonight. Bullpen did a really good job. Robbie bailed me out, kept a couple of my runs off the board, and kept adding on as the game went.
I know sometimes people say it's a different mindset when you have a big lead like that. Does that factor into it all in terms of where your focus is?
Yeah, in a good way. I mean, I went out there trying to attack the zone and, force them to swing the bats, trying to get quick innings, trying to get myself deeper into the game. And, that third, fourth inning, I just fell behind some hitters and had a hard time getting back in the count. Ultimately, when I needed to make pitches, I didn't make good pitches. So it's kind of what you get.
Yeah. This is pretty much exactly what you guys needed. So what was it like for you to watch that?
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember last time we got, first run innings and got the lead early in the game. So felt good. I felt really confident in the first couple innings. It is a different feeling, and I haven't had that in a while, to get some run support early and be able to pitch a little more freely and attack the zone more. And like I said, I was doing that early on and then just started falling off, as the game went on and wasn't able to maintain.
I saw you out there for a little while. Did you come back out after coming in? Did you watch?
I watched two innings or so, came in, did my arm care and stuff, and then went back out and watched the rest of it. It's never a good feeling. You don't want to come in and work. You want to just sit there and watch for a little bit, cool off, and let things kind of settle in and try to process what happened. But, I always head back out there after my outings, good or bad, and I don't want to make this one be any different.